This is KTOO's Juno Afternoon. It's about 8 minutes after the hour. I'm today's host, Scott Burton, and our first guest is here from the Juno Artists Gallery. Lori Craig, welcome to the show.
Hi, Scott. I just want to say how much I appreciate the wonderful pronunciation and the acknowledgement of our Alaska Native brothers and sisters. It's wonderful. You know, K2 started this, and I'm so glad that other entities have picked up this important recognition. So, gunashchish to you and to everyone who's helping us learn the language and the culture.
You're welcome, and thank you, and I have a lot to learn, but I'm working on it. So thanks for being on today's show. The Juno Artists Gallery, I understand you have some events going on right now. Why don't we start there, and then we'll talk more about what you're all about.
Great. Well, we are, every year at the end of the summer, we celebrate how much we appreciate our local friends and neighbors with a special annual 15% off everything in the gallery sale. And that started on October 1st and it goes through Sunday. It's 4 days, the 1st through the 4th. That's 15% off on everything. And for those of you who don't know where we're located, we're in the Senate building at 175 South Franklin Street. And our end of town is still very lively, and we're really happy to be in a place where there's a lot of local business, both inside our building and on the streets as well. So we welcome people to come visit us. In October, we're starting something kind of new. We're going to change our hours. We're going to be open Wednesday through Saturday from 11 to 5:30. That's usually kind of normal. But we're also going to be open on Sundays from noon to 4. So we're expanding our hours and our days of availability so that people can find us on their schedule a little bit easier.
All right. Tell us about some of the stuff that we can buy there and who we'd be supporting.
You know, there's 14 of us that are current members, and I was just in yesterday to look at what people have done. And, you know, one of the things that people do in these strange times of being stuck at home is find an artistic way of expressing ourselves. I know in our gallery, Davida Ryder, who is, everyone knows her work, it's this bold, wonderful colors. It's like that sunrise we had on Wednesday morning that was just so spectacular. When I walk into the gallery and I do my shift there, I am so happy to be surrounded by so many beautiful things. So Davida has some originals. Chef Steph has some new flavored caramels, including peanut butter. And Marty McEwen, who is one of our fabric artists, is making masks now. And I'm really glad that she is, because people want things like that and they want to be able to buy it locally. And so we're really proud that she's doing something like that, and they're selling very well. But we have, of the 14 members, we have a real variety of people. And one of the reasons I asked you to consider playing What a Wonderful World by Louis Armstrong as our intro and exit music was because we celebrate the wonderful world we live in, how pretty it is, and how fortunate we are to live here. And each of us express it in such a different way. I mean, you'll walk in the door and at the far end, you'll see these gorgeous giant red peonies from Christine. And you'll walk past some great new copper earrings that Karen Housley's doing that are bats and witches' hats and things like that for Halloween. And then some of the Swarovski crystal earrings that Thais does, as well as some of the gemstones. On another wall is Cam Burns. He's got a beautiful triptych of the forest, these big, beautiful trees. And then Mary Magnuson is, when you first walk in the door and make a swing to your right, her outstanding pictures of the fireweed in the Brotherhood Meadow and the blue icebergs. I mean, I love being there for that very reason, because it feels really great to be surrounded by so many beautiful things that celebrate our wonderful world.
Got it. So by going there, we can buy locally. How much of the proceeds go to the artist and how much to the gallery?
You know, that's a really great question, because the gallery takes about 12 to 15%. And we're a cooperative. So what it means is that we've really reduced our expenses by each of us working. We contribute our time as well as a rent space. So we fund the gallery ourselves. And that gives the artist a chance to really explore what they're doing. And it gives our patrons a chance to get work at basically studio prices. And you'll always have a chance to talk to an artist and learn something about our processes and what we do.
Got it. So let's see. Today is technically First Friday, right? It's about 3:13 in the afternoon. Can we come down to the gallery today and tell us about that and hours and also COVID-19 precautions?
Sure. Well, yes, we are going to be open. As a matter of fact, as soon as I get off the air, I'm going down to help Chef Steph work from 4 to 6. You know, one of the things we were so well known for was the wonderful, especially homemade treats that we would provide. And of course, we don't do that anymore because of COVID. And we have a lovely little barricade made of our green plants. So you can't get too close to the counter. We also have a several sheets of plexiglass that keeping us from our guests as they come into the gallery. And then right at the entrance, we've got spare masks if you need one. We will all be wearing our own cloth masks and then hand sanitizer. So we are following the protocols because we're very sensitive and we don't want to be responsible for anyone else picking this up. And yet, like so many other businesses, we want to remain in business and keep downtown as lively as we can in that very delicate balance of safety and keeping the economy going.
Got it. And remind us what time you'll be open till this evening.
We'll be there till 6 o'clock. And I want to just relay one little thing. Every time somebody comes into the gallery, if I don't recognize them, and I usually do, I say, oh, have you ever been in our gallery before? And then I go into my little spiel about, you know, we're Juneau's cooperative gallery. And had a guest the other day who turned to me and he said, are you really cooperative? And it gave me the chance to talk about how, yes, we are. We really work together as a family. We support each other. We encourage each other. We end up buying a lot of each other's products. And that really is a fun thing to be able to do to support each other. And yes, it is a cooperative that functions. And sometimes getting artists to work together is very interesting because we're all very independent.
I bet. Okay. And so the sale goes through Sunday. Remind us again of your hours tomorrow, Saturday, and then Sunday.
Great. Saturday, again, we're going to be open Wednesday through Saturday from 11 to 5:30 and Sunday from noon to 4. And we'll be keeping those hours throughout the month of October.
Got it. Where's the best place to find you online?
JuneauArtistGallery.com.
Artist, plural. If you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Lori Craig of the Juneau Artist Gallery. See her until 6 p.m. tonight as part of First Friday and a 15% off sale. Locals appreciation time. Lots of local artists down there. Lori, it's always nice to talk to you. Is there anything we're missing?
Just another gunashtish.
You're welcome. Have a good one.
Bye.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom